Good Monday morning, beloved. It's great to be here with you, starting a fresh new week off together in the Lord, in the Word of the Lord. Today we're going to be reading Psalm 136, and today's reading is a hymn of thanksgiving for God's eternal goodness and love, written as a litany, which is probably sung by priests during worship. The words, "His love is eternal," are a congregational response at the end of each verse. How interesting. I never thought of that before. Well, God's saving word for us this week is praise and thanksgiving, so let's begin. Give thanks to the Lord, because He is good. His love is eternal. Give thanks to the greatest of all gods. His love is eternal. Give thanks to the mightiest of all lords. His love is eternal. He alone performs great miracles. His love is eternal. By His wisdom He made the heavens. His love is eternal. He built the earth on the deep waters. His love is eternal. He made the sun and the moon. His love is eternal. The sun to rule over the day. His love is eternal. The moon and the stars to rule over the night. His love is eternal. He killed the firstborn sons of the Egyptians. His love is eternal. He led the people of Israel out of Egypt. His love is eternal. With His strong hand, His powerful arm, His love is eternal. He divided the Red Sea. His love is eternal. He led His people through it. His love is eternal. But He drowned the king of Egypt and his army. His love is eternal. He led His people through the desert. His love is eternal. He killed powerful kings. His love is eternal. He killed famous kings. His love is eternal. Sihon, king of the Amorites. His love is eternal. And Og, king of Bashan, His love is eternal. He gave their lands to His people. His love is eternal. He gave them to Israel, His servant. His love is eternal. He did not forget us when we were defeated. His love is eternal. He freed us from our enemies. His love is eternal. He gives food to every living creature. His love is eternal. Give thanks to the God of heaven. His love is eternal. Today's key verse is Psalm 136, verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord because He is good. His love is eternal. It's so interesting that, you know, a litany simply means a list of things that you're, you know, saying. It could be a prayer, it could be thanksgiving or whatever. And here we have a list of all the things that the Almighty God has done for His children. And so the priests would recount these one by one. And after each sentence, the people would respond with, "His love is eternal." I can only imagine how awesome that must have sounded as the people of the pilgrims were going up. As I said, it's a psalm of ascents going up into the temple on one of the holy days, and to hear the masses responding back with, "His love is eternal." And all of that to simply remind us again and again and again, that God's love for His children is eternal. Your love, O God, is eternal. I thank and praise You and proclaim Your mighty deeds. You are the greatest of all gods and the mightiest of all lords. You alone are God, and Your love is eternal. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end today. Join us tomorrow. We'll be in Psalm 138, which is a prayer of thanksgiving for God's love and care. Until then, remind yourself, God's love for you is eternal. We'll see you tomorrow.